God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So what are you waiting for today? Maybe you're waiting for your ship to come in. Maybe you're waiting for the stars to align. Maybe you're waiting for to make your fortune. Maybe you're waiting on someone, the perfect someone, or you're waiting on someone else to give you a green light. What are you waiting on? You know, maybe that's what you were asked when you were standing on the edge of a bungee jump platform. You had been corralled into jumping because a friend got a group discount if you would go. And the last thing he said before he pushed you off the edge was, "What are you waiting for?" So what are you waiting for? That's an easy question to ask. It's not so easy to answer sometimes. In Psalm 39, verse 7, the psalmist says, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? What am I waiting for?" He answers, "My hope is in Thee." Can I tell you something? You're never without hope when you're waiting on God. Now, a lot of times we think, okay, I have this goal, and once I reach that, then I'll be at peace, then I'll be quiet, then I'll be fine the rest of my life. And unless you're 20 years old or younger, and probably if you are 20 years old, maybe younger, you know that there's never an end to the things that you are going to be looking for tomorrow. When you stop looking to tomorrow, you just stop. And so part of life is, a sign of life is you're looking forward to tomorrow. You want to do something new. You want to do something bigger. You want to do something better. So this idea that once I get this amount of money, or once I marry that perfect person, or once I get to that perfect place, then I'll be quiet in my soul. No, no. No, there's always something to reach us out to tomorrow. And the problem is, so much that we hang our hats on in the future is empty. Verse 4 says, "Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I know that I may know how frail I am." In verse 5, "Every man at his best state is altogether vanity." It's empty. In verse 6, "Surely every man walketh in a vain show." In verse 11, "Surely every man is vanity." In other words, the strongest, richest person that you can think of is finite. In that sense, is empty. I heard a story just recently about Elon Musk losing $5 billion. Now, I'm not here to comment on that other than to say, money has wings, and I'm sure Mr. Musk will be fine. But my point is that all of us think, well, okay, once I reach this financial goalpost, I have a nest egg, or once I retire, or once I marry, or once I go to college, or once I get that accomplishment, then I'll be quiet. Friend, having plans for tomorrow is just a sign of life. Once you stop, you've stopped, you're finished. But you're never without hope when you're waiting on God. I can wait on money or people or possessions and be disappointed time and again. But when I'm waiting on God, I am not without hope. "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee." When you stop waiting, you stop looking ahead. But when I know I'm looking ahead to God, when I know I'm waiting on God, it makes everything else upon which I'm waiting a lot easier. And that's because you're never without hope when you're waiting on God.